isn't he handsome?
Oh, he's so handsome. Give him a great big hand.
Let alone now. But I'm going to tell you today about an old real Florida character. We've heard everything in song along here, and the banjos and the guitars. Well, I'm going to tell you about one that I doubt if he could play any kind of music except chin music. Sometimes that was exactly right. I'm going to tell about Bone Mazel, a real Florida cracker. Old Bone Mazel, he was back in the old days. He died about 1926. Just lay down in the depot to take a nap while he waited for the train, and he didn't wake up. Even the train didn't wake him. It used to be said that when anybody got in trouble in Georgia, they skipped out and went to Florida. Well, I don't know about that, but if they hadn't done something like that, we'd never got Florida populated, would we? Well, old Bone Mazel, he's that same old cowboy cracker that one time when he owned a ranch and a fella came down from Vermont and got a job with him, he took malaria and died, or it could have been bones cooking, no telling. But he died, and the family sent money from up in Vermont to ship the remains home, and Bone got his helpers and got out to the graveyard out there, and he looked at that fella's grave. He said, "Boys," he said, "that fella's been everywhere and seen everything." He said, "Old Bill over here never went nowhere." He said, "Let's give him a good ride." So they dug up the cowboy and sent him back to Vermont instead. Bone one time, he was working for the King Brothers Ranch, and he went out one day with Buck King, who used to be president of the First National Bank of Arcadia, hunting strays. They found a great big old raw bone bag of bones out there with about 4 foot of horns, and Buck King, to have a little fun, said, "Bone," said, "if you'll mark that cow, I'll give her to you." He knew Bone was starting a ranch of his own. So Bone, he threw his rope, he caught the cow, all right, but just as he went to get off of the horse, the cow jumped, and him and the horse both missed connections. Bone went out there, and that horse just cow-wheeled him, just to drag him and cartwheel him right over, head over heels out into a big bunch of scrub oak out there. Bone lost his knife on the way in, and they were all just a-hooping it. Well, there was a regular blue haze of profanity rose out there above that scrub thicket where a cow dragged Bone. But when Bone came out of there, he said, "You can laugh if you want to," but he said, "I marked her." Well, they didn't believe it. We said, "We saw you lose your knife going in." Bone said, "That's all right." He said, "I marked that cow." So they hazed that old cow out of that rope thicket. She was about as mad as Bone was. And got out there, he had chewed his mark into that cow's ear with his teeth. How's that for a man? Bone died a blissful old bachelor. He never got married. He went into Arcadia one day to pick up his marriage license, him and a friend. Friend's name was Garner. Well, when he asked for the license, he couldn't. The judge was gone out hunting that day. There's nobody in the office but just one girl, the secretary. And because Bone couldn't give her the name and the address of the woman he wanted to marry, why, Bone got mad and he started swearing. The girl said, "No swearing in the courthouse, mister." And he made a dive for her and said, "I'll shut you up." She dashed and run for the record vault, and she turned aside, and Bone went headlong into the record vault. He was so drunk he couldn't stop. So she slammed the door shut, and by the time she ran to the other end of the corridor, got the tax collector to come down and get Bone out. Bone was more dead than alive, and marriage sure wasn't on his mind. And another time, the boys got tired of Bone coming in way after midnight and raising a fuss and hooping it up. So they decided they'd play a little joke on him. They piled, after Bone come in, went to sleep, they raked up a lot of pine straw and dry moss and everything else he could think of to make a fire, and wiregrass too, that was natural, around Bone's blanket where he was asleep. They set it on fire all around. Then one of them backed off and hid and threw a lighter knot and hit Bone right where he'd wake him up the quickest. Bone raised up, poked his head out from under his blanket and looked all around. "Well," he said, "just what I expected. It's dead in hell. That's what I was looking for."
Good,
great. One of my friends up in North Carolina said that one of her fellas said to her, "Oh, Lois, you're so pretty." And Lois said, now you know that I'm not pretty." And he said, "Yeah, Lois, I know it. But you're pretty to me. And so Frog's pretty to me." Cousin Blanche, I saw you come in, and there are two fine seats right here on the front row. Come occupy, you and your friend, come occupy them, please. This is Cousin Blanche Graham. Big, fine group, 7, I believe, from the Bahamas. Let's welcome them.
Thank you. This is a real honor for us to have been invited to come here. It's a first for us, and we're having so much fun. We're already planning on what songs we're going to do next year. I'd like to extend a very cordial invitation to any of you that get down and find yourself in Nassau to give us a call. Cousin Thelma has our address. We'll get together and make some music. What you see here is only a very, very small part of our folk music society.
We'd like to start by singing for you a Bahamian folk calypso, which is about an ill-starred boat called the Balamina, which lost its crew overboard. It's a true folk tale, and it was towed back to the dock and painted black, the Balamina.
I'm Big John's Cajun Queen. I didn't come here to argue or waste anybody's time. I just come to get my man from your dirty old mind. 'Cause he moves me. Now where you give up is where old Quinny's gonna start. 'Cause I got a powerful love in my heart. So just show me the whole way down in the ground. Till the whole wide world, Big John's been found. And he's living. So down in the mine without a sign of a light, old Queenie went looking for John that night. She found him there at the bottom of the pit. Placed a red-hot kiss on his cold blue lips. He started breathing. She waited a minute and then she kissed him again. And old John had got the power of 100 men. Up he came a clawing and a digging like a mole. He said, come on, Queenie, we're gonna leave this hole. Started walking. Now a roar from the crowd greeted this fine pair as they stepped out into that cold night air. Up the silence with Big John's hand, and old Queenie said, I told you I'd get my man. 'Cause he moves me. You can find them today, they're down in New Orleans. Big Bad John and his Cajun Queen. They're a little bit wrinkled from the strain of time, but their love's just as strong as that night in the mine. 110 grandchildren. Now the moral of this story has a real clear omen. Never underestimate the power of a woman.
And Barbara Cola from the Bahamas, right from Nassau. Let's give them another great big hand. Wait just 1 minute, please, sir. Wait a minute. We asked for a doctor, and we got him, and I hope that we'll find this little boy. There's a little boy, 5 years old, in an undershirt and a blue bathing suit. Lost down here on the river. Now, some of you scouts, I expect, need to help us a little bit. Little boy lost, 5 years old. Please help.
One instrumental on the banjo. It's an old trick piece, sort of like, that I do. Sometimes when an old fella knew only about 10 or 12 pieces, that was his entire repertoire they learned throughout his whole life, he'd get it perfected after about 5 or 6 years, and he'd start to do different things with it, you know. So this is Buffalo Gals with a little bit of trick thumbing. Thank you. instrument. This is one that you can't see on me. Got it hid away. Was the voice. A lot of times, a person sitting out in the woods didn't have an instrument. They didn't have a banjo or a fiddle around. So they used their voice to accompany itself. And this was done by using all the little workings that you can do with it. And I'd like to sing the Ballad of Barbara Allen to illustrate it. In Scarlet Town, where I was born, there was a fair maid dwelling, made all the lands cry like a day, and her name was Barbary Ellen. It was in the merry month of May, when the green buds they were swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay, for love of Barbary Ellen. He sent a servant to the town, to the place where she was dwelling, saying, my master bids you come to him, if your name be Barbary Ellen. Now slowly, slowly got she up, and slowly she went nigh him, and all she said when she got there, young man, I think you're dying. Now don't you remember in the tavern yon, when the drinks around were welling, you tossed at all the ladies there and slighted Barbary Ellen. He turned his face unto the wall, and death was with him dealing. He said, adieu, my kind friends all, be good to Barbary Ellen. As she was walking across the field, she heard the death bell knelling, and every stroke that the death bell gave cried woe to Barbary Ellen. Now, mother, mother, make my bed, oh, make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. Now, father, father, dig my grave, oh, dig it broad and narrow. Sweet William died for me today, I'll die for him tomorrow. Thank you.
The little boy's name, the little boy lost's name is Dane Pierce. Dane Pierce. And now a mother comes up and tells me that her 11-year-old girl is lost. Her name is Kelly Foster. Kelly Foster. Now, I wish that you all would keep up with your children, keep your children with you, and if they go somewhere, you go too. Now, that's just good old horse sense. All right, now, let's welcome to the stage old-timey panorama of games played by some of the girls from the Suncoast Council Area Girl Scouts, the Tampa area.
Okay, this is a prisoner song.
Very good.
And it's called Another Man Done Gone.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm.
I didn't know his name.
I didn't know his name.
I didn't know his name.
I the county farm. He had a long chain on.
He had a long chain on.
He had a long chain on. Another man done gone.
Oh, he's gone from the county
farm.
Now, Sheila, it's up to you.
You know, a lot of disasters happen every day. And one in particular, in 1958, was brought out in a song called Spring Hill Disaster. It's about a coal mining disaster. And it's about time that we did something about the coal working conditions. This is a song pertaining to the poor working conditions and the things that happened to the men that died in this mining disaster. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners die. In the roads that never saw the sun or sky, roads that never saw the sun or sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble and roll. When the earth is restless, the miners die. For bone and blood are the price of coal. Bone and blood are the price of coal. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, late in the year of 58. Day still comes and the sun still shines, but it's dark as a grave in the Cumberland mine. Dark as a grave in the Cumberland mine. Three long days. Three days passed and the lamps gave out. Then Caleb Roston, he'd up and said, there's no more water or light or bread, so we'll live on song and we'll hope instead. Live on song and we'll hope instead. 8 long days and then some were rescued, leaving the dead to lie alone. Through all their lives they had dug their graves, and only 2 miles of earth for a marking stone. 2 miles of earth for a marking stone. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie. In the roads that never saw the sun or a sky, roads that never saw the sun or a sky.
Hill, Florida, Gainesville. Fine guitarist, fine singer.
How do you want? You doing all right, good thing. A little lower for you, I think.
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
That's fine.
I can do a little more, a little more, a little more.
It's a microphone. It's nice.
Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She never gets lonesome till the first day of July. Well, I gambled down in England, and I've gambled down in Spain. I gambled with 5 aces, and I've gambled my last game. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you are wrong. You robbed my poor pocket of silver and of gold. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She never gets lonesome till the first day of July.
Debate about singing this next song, mainly because I sang it last time, but I'm going to sing it again because I don't know if a French flag is hanging up there, but I'd like to sing some French tradition for you. The song is Mon Vrai Destin, translated meaning My True Destiny. La 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 la. La 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 la. Dans mes rêves, j'entends une voix qui m'a dit ne souffre pas. Quel dommage, mes cheveux sont des sens clairs. Dans mes rêves, j'entends une voix qui m'a dit ne souffre pas. Quel dommage, bonhomme n'est pas de pierre. Mais les voix de mes fantômes ne connaissent pas l'heure de l'être long. Le ton est cloche à notre jour, mon vrai destin. La 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 la. La 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 la. La notre maison fâche l'église. Nous prévisions le rêve de la vie et la lune. Soleil sourit en sens. Dans un monde plein ténébreux, même les promesses sont devant. Le soleil parfois s'appelle dans les nuages. Ne me quitte pas encore, ne me laisse pas partir. Le ton est cloche à notre jour, mon vrai destin. La 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 la. This song is sort of a may or may not be sing-along, so if you feel like singing along, if you know it, if you don't, I hope you don't feel like singing along, because I don't want you to, but please do.
Well, I'm going down that highway, going to another town, and maybe when I find what I'm looking for, then maybe I'll settle down. Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? And then maybe maybe I'll settle down. Well, I work my way from Boston to that San Francisco Bay. Baby, what I was looking for, I just couldn't find along the way. Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? Then maybe I'll settle down. Never been contented, no matter where I roam. Well, it ain't no fun seeing a setting sun when you're far away from home. Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? And then maybe I'll settle down. Well, I work in the mills of Pittsburgh and the hills of Tennessee. And baby, all I want is to find a job that will set my mind at ease. Why don't you help me, brother? I'm a stranger in your town. Why don't you help me, sister? And then maybe I'll settle down. Why don't you?